He glanced around the empty room.
You got a lot done. How long have you been up?
A while, I called, opening the rest of the cabinets so the room seemed even smaller, the walls closing in on us.
Look around. There's still so much to do. Yeah, well, I probably could have done that for you in half the time if you'd waited.
Everett, please, I snapped.
You're stressed.
Of course I'm stressed. Imagine the police treating your father like this.
Okay, calm down, he said.
And I suddenly hated how practical he sounded. How condescending.
About your dad, Nicolette. I can stop people from officially questioning him, but I can't stop him from volunteering information. You get that, right?
My stomach twisted. But he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's borderline senile. You get that, right? He nodded.
Is it possible he did have something to do with it?
With what? I asked. He kept his eyes on the screen, made like he was half working, but I knew him too well.
The girl, 10 years ago?
No, Everett, God. And her name is Corinne. She wasn't just some girl. She was my best friend.